Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Our government demands that a mother seeking welfare benefits must identify the father of her child. That may sound reasonable, but it has unintended consequences when a woman is willing to commit paternity fraud. Like greedy lawyers, greedy women often target the man with the deep pockets. The opportunity for paternity fraud is increased by a federal law called the Bradley Amendment, which states that a child support debt cannot be retroactively reduced or eliminated, no matter what the reason, even if it was imposed by fraud. The Bradley Amendment makes no allowance for the growing problem of paternity fraud committed by mothers, estimated by some to be up to 30% of DNA-tested cases. Many cases prove that men cannot escape the Bradley debt, even if DNA proves they are not the father. The law even forbids bankruptcy to alleviate the Bradley debt. 3 years ago, a Maine court ruled that Jeffrey Fisher no longer had to pay child support for a child that was not his. But Maine nevertheless demanded that Fisher pay $11,000 in back child support, and Maine took away his driver's license for failure to pay. Recently, a few states passed a law to end child support if DNA proves a man is not the father. But those state laws don't get rid of the Bradley debt accrued before DNA results came in. We haven't heard of any women being prosecuted for paternity fraud, and of course the man who is cheated doesn't get any refund. There is no excuse for Congress and state legislatures allowing these injustices to continue. Most Bradley debtors cannot possibly afford a lawyer to defend their rights, yet in court they have to face government lawyers. President Bush's initiative to promote marriage is a non-starter so long as the Bradley Amendment exists. Who would marry a man with a Bradley debt hanging over his future? Former Senator Bill Bradley should tell his pals in the Senate to terminate this evil law.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Why does the federal government create financial incentives for fathers to abandon their families? For more on the problems with child support and the welfare system, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the packet on fathers. Children need their dads. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Go online to eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here and a great tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man who says an optimist laughs to forget, a pessimist forgets to laugh. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view, and once in a while we win one. I see where a South Dakota jury found that the country's three largest meat packers violated the Federal Packers and Stockyards Act. Who would have ever thought that they would ever do anything like that? It was a four-man and four-woman jury. They decided unanimously that Tyson Fresh Meat, Cargill XL, and Swift tried to control and manipulate prices paid to cattle producers. National Beef was also a defendant, but the jury said they hadn't done anything wrong. The lawsuit actually sought almost $43 million, but the jurors were a little tight on that. They only awarded $9.25 million. Tyson's going to have to cough up $4 million, Cargill $3 million, Swift $2.25 million. But they say they'll take this to an appeals court. However, I know most of the individuals that were involved in this lawsuit say, hey, at least we've proven that these jokers don't follow the rules and regulations. Anyway, one of the defendants in the case was, one of those who was involved in the suit was Mike Calicrate. And I have my good friend and colleague, Mike, with me today. Mike, hi, and it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Morning, Derry. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you guys won, but did you really win?
Well, I think we won. I think it's a major victory for cattle producers all over the country to finally bring some life back into the Packers and Stockyards Act. You know, after that Alabama fiasco against IBP and the horrible jury instructions that we got from Judge Strom in that case that didn't have anything to do with the Packers and Stockyards Act, it's darn nice to finally find a judge that respects the intent of this act and drafted a set of jury instructions that asked that jury, did they act anti-competitively? Did what they do have the effect of controlling and manipulating prices? Did they violate the act? And that was so important in this case to get a set of jury instructions that were in line with the law.
What did the judge in Alabama, what was his jury instructions like?
Well, his jury instructions included a rule of reason that basically said, hey, if the Packers had a business reason for doing what they were doing with the use of captive supplies, then heck, it's all right. But what that's more in line with is the Clayton Sherman antitrust laws that were drafted for the benefit of consumers. And the Packers and Stockyards Act was really drafted for the benefit of producers to make sure they have a fair competitive market. And this judge in Alabama decided that he'd use the rule of reason, which destroyed the case. And, I mean, the jury still found for us for $1.28 billion, but then the judge threw it out. So in his appeals court, the 11th Circuit agreed with him, and the Supreme Court refused to hear it. Of course, they thought the Anna Nicole Smith case was more important at the time. So this case in South Dakota, I think, at least draws some blood. It shows that the Packers do, in fact, violate the Packers and Stockyards Act. And I'll tell you what, if we can win this one, then we need to file some preference cases, some discrimination cases that are clear and simple and concise, and just kill them with 1,000 cuts. These big meat packers are going to destroy the livestock-producing industry in this country if we don't wake up and stop them. Look what they've done to the market the last 2 weeks. We talked back in 94 about the market debacle of 1994 when they took $17 off in 6 weeks. Let me tell you, they took about that much off in 2 weeks this spring, and right into the face of grilling season and our best demand time. So we have got to come out against these anti-competitive practices.
You know, Tyson's going to, according to this, let's say that these corporations would say, okay, we're not going to appeal this, we're just going to pay off. $4 million to Tyson, three to Cargill, two and a quarter to Swift, those are peanuts, are they not?
It means absolutely nothing to them, and I'll tell you the truth, Derry, we couldn't care less about the money. Now, the lawyers might argue with that some, but I'm telling you, Herman Schumacher, Roger Cook, and myself do not care about the money. We care about restoring competition and getting a fair level of income back to the farm and ranch gate and saving these rural communities that are dying right and left across the country. And when you go to South Dakota, it's even worse than St. Francis, Kansas. I mean, they've got churches closing, they've got schools closing, they've got entire towns that are shutting the lights out. And it's at a time when consumers are paying all-time record high prices for beef, and the producer has never received less of that consumer dollar before. And I know we've had some pretty good calf prices the last couple of years, but if these packers get their way, it's going to be back to $75 on these calves.
Or less.
Right.
You know, it hasn't been, how many years ago was it? It was in the late 90s, if I remember right, that a 300-pound heifer calf wouldn't bring a $100 bill. Do you remember that?
Sure I do. And we're going that if we don't wake up. And the thing that people do not realize is that with what consumers pay for beef today, the rancher, the guy that puts up 85% of the capital to produce a steak and a hamburger, is still being shorted $350 a head of what he should be getting in a competitive market. And the packers say, yeah, but our costs are higher. Baloney. A meat cutter made twice as much money 30 years ago as he does today. Today they use economic refugees from all around the world, the hungriest, most desperate people, to do the work in these packing houses, and they don't have near the costs that they had 30 years ago in labor.
You mentioned the fact that if the packers get their way, I'm going to change the subject just a little bit here, but on this animal ID, the packers are pushing this thing as hard as they can push it, and I think that's going to really be the final nail in the coffin as far as the cattle industry is concerned.
You know, our governor, Secretary of Agriculture, Johans, past governor.
Yeah.
Made the comment here the other day that the Canadians were light years ahead of us in animal ID. I saw 1,000 Canadian cattle on feed in South Dakota when I was up at Aberdeen during the trial. Less than 30% of those animals' tags were readable.
Okay, well, we're going to have to take a break. Can you stay with me?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
And we are visiting with Mike Calicrate. Mike Calicrate has been in the cattle feeding and beef packing, not packing, but in the beef business. What do you call what you do? You're not a beef packer, you're a beef processor, I guess, right?
Yeah, we don't actually slaughter the cattle. They do that over at GNC Packing Company here in Colorado Springs, but we take it from the carcass all the way to the consumer. In fact, we have a restaurant, the Ranch Steakhouse and Market here in Colorado Springs that we opened in November that puts it right on the plate for you.
Okay. Mike, the question I was going to ask, and here's what I think when I mentioned the fact that I think if this animal ID goes through, it's going to literally destroy the cattle industry as we know it. Because once the packers, you tell me if I'm wrong, once the packers know where every calf is, you're not going to need livestock markets anymore. We're not going to need sale barns.
There are two things the big meat packer is afraid of, definitely afraid of, and that is competition. That's the biggest thing they're afraid of. The other thing they're afraid of is a juror in South Dakota or in Alabama standing up for cattle producers and awarding them dollars and some fairness and justice. They are afraid of those two things. And anything they can do to eliminate competition, they're going to do. And they want sale barns out of the way. They don't want to have to compete for the calves. They're going to try to control calf prices the way they have live cattle prices, and we've got to stop them. We cannot let it happen, or we will have no... We just won't have a cow herd in this country. It can be pretty-
well, they don't want a cow herd in this country. This is a thing that the typical American cannot understand. They don't want a cow herd. They don't want timber mills. They don't want miners. They don't want farmers. The major controllers of the agricultural production, which is our food supply, would rather deal with Argentina and Australia and South American countries and just forget that there was ever a food chain here in the United States.
Gary, that kind of behavior is treasonous. When you lose your ability to produce and create wealth as a country, you lose your economy, and when you lose your economy, you lose your freedom. When cattle producers lose their markets, they lose their freedom. It's being stolen. And the only way we're going to get it back is in, this Actors of Stockyard Act is an awesome act. It should be enforced, and I think it's probably going to be the answer. We thought it was dead after Pickett in the Alabama case, but we revived it with this case in South Dakota, and I hope it gets a lot of use going forward here. We have got to stop the big meatpacker monopoly from killing us like they did 100 years ago. You know, this is the 100-year anniversary of the book The Jungle by Upton Sinclair.
Right, it is.
Back to the jungle in absolutely every respect that Upton Sinclair talked about in his book.
We're going to take another break. I think. Yes, we are. And we'll be right back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Stay tuned. Your calls are welcome.
Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. We have a special offer for RBN listeners. We have a very limited supply of the very large quarter-ounce, brilliant uncirculated 5-peso Uruguay gold coin minted in 1930. This 8-piece package contains more than 2 ounces of pure gold and is available for $1,431 delivered. Volume discounts apply to those of you who want to purchase 3 or more of these packages. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 or visit our website at republictradinggroup.com and order online. With many analysts calling for gold to double and even triple due to the heightened tensions in the Middle East, there's never been a better time to secure your wealth. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898 and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
And we have returned. Mike, you were talking about what an awesome law the Packers and Stockyards Act was, and still would be if it had been enforced. You know, I remember when Charlie Jennings went to Denver and closed the Denver Stockyards. Then he came to Kansas City and, for practical purposes, closed the Kansas City Stockyards. He stopped all yard trading. They did everything at the auction, if you remember. Then he left Kansas City Stockyards, went to Washington, D.C., where he literally, he didn't shut it down, didn't close it, but the Packers and Stockyards used to have its own bureaucracy. They called it the P&S Administration, and he eliminated the P&S Administration, turned it over to what?
Grain Inspection.
Grain Inspection, yeah. So they've been trying to do away, and the Packers have been controlling the Department of Agriculture all of these years.
Where did Charlie Jennings end up, Derry?
I don't know where he is now.
IDP.
Is he really?
Well, Well, that's where he ended up. Yeah, that's where he went.
After he left Washington.
Moving door from industry to USDA and back again, and the USDA is totally controlled by the big meat packers. It doesn't matter if it's enforcement of packers and stockyards, mandatory price reporting and writing those rules in favor of the packers, country of origin labeling and preventing the implementation of that legislation. It doesn't matter if it's inspection. The packers get their way in every respect with USDA. They've got inspectors now that are shuffling papers instead of looking at meat. They've got everything they've wanted, and it's time to turn it back in the favor of the consumer and the producer.
You know, yesterday we mentioned, I thought kind of an interesting story. A fellow called me and told me that he had 5 head of cows killed by lightning. And he said, he called the dead meat wagon, you know, and they came to pick him up. And he says, lo and behold, they're putting tags in these cow's ears. Had you ever heard of this?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it's a good story. He said, and for our listeners that listened yesterday, it'd be a good time to get you a different cup of coffee or something. I'll tell it again, but I'll speed it up this time. He said, they're putting tags in these dead cow's ears. And he said he didn't really pay that much attention, but he got to thinking about it. They were yellow tags, and it said USDA on there. And they were going to the dead meat works, you know, to the tankers. And he said he got to thinking about that, and he thought, you know, that's why the Department of Agriculture says we never have found a cow that was on its way to the food chain that had mad cow disease. They've all been downers, and we got them out before they were into the food chain. He says, you know, I'll bet you that they don't check any cows that are at the packing plants. He said, I'll bet all they're doing, they're talking about how many thousand they check. He said, you know, if every rendering plant would tag a cow, he said, look how many they would get just doing that. And he said, they just check downer cows. Now, this is his philosophy. It's just somebody's opinion. But he said, they just check downer cows, and they don't check live cattle. So they never are going to get a positive return that shows up that is going into the food chain. Does that make sense to you?
Well, they could say it didn't go in the food chain, but if they check the downer cows, they're more likely than checking other cattle to find BSE.
All right, but they're checking dead cows. These cows were all struck by lightning.
Derry, I'd be encouraged if I thought they were actually checking all the downer cows. I would really be encouraged by that, but I just really question whether that's actually happening.
Well, anyway,
but you talk about this animal ID thing. I was telling you, I looked at 1,000 steers in a South Dakota feedlot while I was in Aberdeen. Less than 30% of the tags are readable. The only thing that you can read on those animals that tells you they're from Canada for sure is that CAN brand on their right hip. But this idea that we can ID these animals and actually make it work is ridiculous. I mean, the Australians are saying the opposite, that it won't work. You can't do it. And what's really bad is when you've got one that lost its tag, what if it's worth nothing because it lost its tag?
Now, they've already said over in Europe that's the case. They go to the tank if they've lost their tag.
Yeah. Yeah, then the dog food companies love it, and you know the renders make a lot of money, and producers again lose.
And the black meat and the black market meat distributors is what really loves it. They go out the back door in a taxi cab, don't you imagine?
Just got to get control of our USDA and our government, Derry. We've lost both. We've got to get some legislators in there that have some guts and are willing to stand up and fight for the people. We've got to get the Tom DeLays out. We've got to get the Jack Abramoffs out. We've got to take this government back, and we've just got to do it now. We've got an election coming up this fall. We have got to have a complete turnover in Washington.
As long as we've got Democrats and Republicans, how do you get that done?
Democrats and Republicans are both bad.
That's what I say. So what are we going to get? Vegetarians or?
Well, what we need is Max Thornberrys of the world out of Missouri to stand up. We've got Mark Ritchie out of Minnesota. That's fantastic. I just hope he has some luck in this election that's coming up. We've got Tom White out of Omaha that's running for a state office there. We've got some good people that are running. They just need to win. But, you know, they aren't coming to the table with all the money in the world.
See, this is the whole thing. And if you're not part of the, if you're not one of the people that the elite families prefer you don't have a chance.
Right.
Let's take a break. Stay with me. We'll be right back. We have several callers. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Hasn't changed in 15 years, and we'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold prices drifted higher Wednesday, with investors buying price dips on hopes that bullion will set new highs in coming weeks. Gold closed up $2.50 to $597.30 an ounce. Silver was up 6 cents to $12.67 an ounce. Frank Holmes, CEO of U.S. Global Investors, told CNBC this morning he expects $700 gold by the end of the year. And the recycling of petrodollars into gold as a form of money is a key factor. More at SwissAmerica.com. And now this.
5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is, it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. If you want to understand gold before it hits four digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-B-U-Y-C-O-I-N. Discover why gold rules.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Okay, how long have you been putting it off? A year? 2 years? Longer? You know you need to go. I'm talking about going to the dentist. What if there was a way to save up to 50% off your dental fees? Would you go? Well, there is a way. It's called the Aetna Dental Access Plan by Value Dental. Grab a pen and take down this phone number. It's 1-800-601-9685. When you go to a participating Aetna Dental Access Plan provider, you'll receive dramatic discounts on dental exams, cleanings, x-rays, fillings, crowns, and root canals. In fact, the Aetna Dental Access Plan will save you 30 to 50% on all your dental procedures. Plus, here's the best part. Now, for a limited time, you can try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. That's right, free for 21 days. So now you have no risk in trying the plan and no more excuses on why you can't go to the dentist. Come on, you know that dental work you've been putting off for you or someone in your family isn't going to fix itself. Try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. Call 1-800-601-9685. Free for 21 days. That's 1-800-601-9685.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who asks, why isn't there mouse-flavored cat food? Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Mike Calicrate. He was one of the individuals involved in this lawsuit who sued Tyson and Cargill and Swift because they were trying to manipulate the cattle prices based on some false information that was coming from the United States Department of Agriculture. A jury found them unanimously that the cattlemen, they ruled in the cattlemen's favor. So Mike's with me today. We've been talking about this. We have several callers. Let's go to the telephones. Eric in Texas. Hi, Eric. You're on the air.
Hey, loving to hear what you guys have accomplished so far with this lawsuit. I'm a cotton producer here in West Texas, and we're facing a lot of the same struggles with our seed companies, with monopolies, coming about, groups like Monsanto, Bayer, who are big players in the seed industry, who are trying to corner that market. We're going to have big time problems. We're getting $80 to $120 technology fees per 50-pound bags that other countries don't have to pay. And, you know, I've been trying to get farmers organized in this area to stand up, protest, to do whatever we can. I've been fired up lately because I've read Gerald McCathern's book from the White House to the Who's Gal and what all farmers and ranchers were accomplishing in the round 77 and 78 with pickets and strikes and everything else. And we've got it 2 to 3 times as bad now than they did then, and yet we can't seem to get any unity, enough of it, of guys to, you know, to stand up and make a difference.
Well, there's just so few left, Eric. You know, we used to 50% of the population of this country used to farm. Now it's 1.5 to 2%, and so many of them are already tied in contract deals with the big processors, and they've gone silent. What we've done is we've had people give up their freedom in favor of wealth, and they're going to end up losing both. We saw what happened in the chicken business to contract growers. The first ones were building new homes, and by now they've lost those homes to the bank and the mortgage and the low prices that the big chicken processors, Tyson and others, are paying. But this is a lose-lose deal. But we've got so few people out there in the country anymore that are even capable or even present to stand up.
You know, Eric, you brought up something that I've been saying for a long, long time now, and that is the multinational corporations are trying, literally trying their best to break the farmers and ranchers here in this country. And you just pointed it out. You said you have to pay an $80 to $120 technology fee for an 80-pound bag of seed, right?
Yeah, a 50-pound bag.
A 50-pound bag.
Yeah.
Well, I ought to have known it wouldn't be an 80-pound bag because you can't lift an 80-pound bag.
Well, I could. I don't know about others.
Oh, okay. It always amazed me that these kids would come out and they play football, you know, and they lift weights and all that, and they can't pick up a 50-pound bale of hay. But anyway, same kind of a deal. You're paying $80 to $120 per 50-pound bag of seed that you said other countries do not have to pay.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we're the only ones that do pay that. Other countries that are becoming big players in the cotton industry, like Brazil, India is creeping up there. I think they've actually passed us. We're the third largest. Australia is huge.
I'll bet Australia has to pay it, though. Do they or not?
I don't believe they do. Because the seed that we're getting right now is Australia was using in 1997. They're way ahead of the game.
Are they? Okay.
They developed some great seeds that are drought resistant that we've been able to use in West Texas that increased our yields. But, I mean, we're getting cotton's now like 52 to 55 cents a pound. They were getting 49 cents a pound in 1949. And our tractors cost $150,000. I mean, everybody knows the stories, you know, of production costs, how ridiculous they are now, and what cattle producers, whether it's livestock or crop, whatever we have, you know, the prices continue to stay the same or decrease. We're getting like 22% of parity right now. I mean, I've had my cotton up for sale for $1.30 for over a month, and I'm keeping it there. I just raised it to $2.30 yesterday, which is parity. And I've been trying to get other farmers to do the same, but nobody will do it.
Okay, you mentioned going back again to these other countries not having to pay this technology fee. See, Monsanto for years has been selling Roundup and Roundup Ready soybean seed to foreign countries for about a third of what they charge an American farmer.
Exactly. I mean, I don't understand the big plan to run all of us out. I mean,
well, here's the deal, guys. Multinational corporations, big agribusiness companies, do not have a home. They search the globe for the hungriest people that work the cheapest, or farmers that can produce the cheapest, and then import into the wealthiest countries, which right now is the USA for a while. But they really don't have a home, and these guys are simply they know we can produce grain cheaper in Brazil than we can in the United States. So they're saying, the heck with the United States, let's get it from Brazil. And they are doing such serious economic and social damage to our country that they should not be allowed to do it. So we've got to stand up to them. We've got to start making some rules to where there is no incentive for them to go outside of our country to find food for our people.
You mentioned wealthy USA. How long are we going to be capable of purchasing all of these imports that are coming into this country? We're losing. We have always had the poor. We will always have the poor. That is scriptural. We used to have the middle class, and the middle class are becoming the poor. The gap between what used to be middle class and wealth has widened drastically. Who's going to buy all of this stuff?
Well, they're hoping they're just going to have to hope another country can afford it. But they are preying on the world. I mean, look what NAFTA did to Mexico with the dumping of U.S. corn.
Well, it was supposed to make Mexican farmers rich, remember?
Oh, sure. And now they're working in a Tyson meat plant as an illegal immigrant. It's just so we got to withdraw from WTO and this whole self-destruct globalization model that we've bought into.
How do you do that, Mike?
You get some people in Washington with some guts. We've just simply got to do what's in the best interest of the United States and not what's in the best interest of the multinational corporations who run Wall Street and who run our government.
Well, those same multinational corporations, at least the families that they are with, run the WTO, they run the IMF, they run NAFTA and GATT. They're behind the whole thing.
That's right. The World Bank.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. The World Bank. The World Bankers. They're all in this thing together. And, you know, we're out here. We say, well, we could change it if we could just change the politicians. They're not going to let anybody. Now, you might get to be on the local school board or something. All right. But you're not going to get a high office in Washington, D.C., unless you're part of the deal. They'll see to that because we've seen it tried.
Well, when we saw Glickman appointed as USDA secretary, we know IBP got a vote on that. We know that. And we've seen Johans go to Washington. Now, Johans has grown up on a farm. He should know better. But he's turned into nothing but a representative for the interests of the packing industry and big food processors and retailers. We keep losing people we send to Washington that we have hope for. And there's something going on in Washington, that big money, power, whatever it is, that's killing the consumers and the farmers and ranchers of this country. We've just got to raise hell.
Is Eric still with us?
French are doing right now. We've just got to raise hell.
Is Eric, are you still with us?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can. What's the situation like there in West Texas? Does it ever rain?
Oh, hardly ever. It's like where the desert gives birth to the prairie, you know. But this last year we've had the best crop year in the history. I mean, it's been, we dry land completely, my dad and I, and we averaged almost 2 bales to the acre, which is unheard of, but we can't get anything for it. I mean, we're producing 3 to 4 times as much cotton as they used to, even as close as 20 years ago, but I mean, the price, it doesn't seem to really matter, because with our cost, what it takes to run a farm these days, you know, our per acre cost, I mean, the writing's on the wall, and it's just like I'm trying to get Farmers United. I'm trying to do whatever I can but average American farmer back in 2002, according to USDA, was 55.3, so now I'm sure it's close to 60. Most of these guys, they don't want to fight. They don't want to stand up. I've know one farmer who did a lawsuit against Monsanto, and he lost. Monsanto contributed $60-something million to the 2002 campaigns, and not only did they do that, the employees contributed over $200,000 themselves. We're talking about the executive vice president, the head honchos. It's pretty outrageous. You know what controls this country whenever you see that kind of dollars going into campaigns.
Yeah, I agree with G.B. Oliver on that. You can't buy a politician. They're for sale, but you just don't have enough money.
Right, exactly.
Hey, thanks for the call, Eric. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Eric is no longer, he's a listener, but he's not on the line anymore. But Eric, for whatever it's worth, I think you said cotton was selling for 52 to 55 cents a pound, something like that. I don't remember. I was not there. But I know that cotton following World War One or during World War One was a dollar a pound. And that's when a dollar was a dollar. We had dollar pound cotton way back then. So, you know, you're 100% right saying what parody is. But anyhow, let's go to Kenny in Nebraska. Hi, Kenny. You're on the air.
Jeff told me to speak up, so can you hear me real good?
Yeah, I think so.
I want to ask Mike. Now, the attorneys that they had on that case in Alabama were from Omaha. Where were they from, Mike?
The attorneys in Aberdeen.
They were from Aberdeen?
No, the case was in Aberdeen.
Yeah, he asked where the attorneys. Where'd you get the attorneys?
Yeah, the attorneys in the Aberdeen case that we just completed and the cattlemen prevailed in. Our attorneys were Tom White from Omaha and Kirk Colbo from the Maslin firm in Minneapolis.
When you say Aberdeen, you mean the case that ended up in Alabama, right?
No,
the Alabama case was the Pickett versus IBP case that the Supreme Court refused to hear, and so that case is now dead.
What case was it where the jury voted unanimously in your favor?
Well, they did in both cases. In Alabama, 2 years ago in February, they awarded us $1.28 billion, but then the judge threw the case out, and then we failed to get the Supreme Court to hear it. They decided Anna Nicole Smith's case was more important than ours.
Okay, Mike?
The Aberdeen jury just this week unanimously decided in favor of cattlemen.
Mike?
Yes.
Where was that judge, Strom? I know he's from Omaha, and he's in the 8th District, But that district in Alabama, what district is that?
That's the 11th district.
That judge did not have jurisdiction to rule on that case.
Well, he's a senior status judge that travels.
Well, but that may be. He can't overrule a jury, and secondly, he's got to be in that jurisdiction to rule on that case.
Well, they in the federal court system, they have these senior status judges that are able to travel and go to different districts. I know Strom sits on the 11th Circuit himself at times on the appeals court.
Well, irrelevant to that, they can't overturn a jury.
They did.
Well, I know they did, but then you should have had that case dismissed or done something about the judge.
Yeah, well, we took that all the way to the Supreme Court, and they refused to hear it. So the system did not work. Justice failed big time.
See, we've talked about this in detail on this show previously, but a judge is not even supposed to give the jury the recommendation. The jury is the jury, and all the judge is supposed to literally do, if you go back to the way the whole court system was set up, is to sort of be kind of an arbitrator, to be a referee, so to speak.
Yeah, the judge should never give the jury any direction.
No, none whatsoever. And today, you should have jury nullification. A jury should be able to say, hey, this is a bad law. We're going to quit on the fact that it's a bad law to begin with. But, hey, all that's out the window. We're not living in America as America was set up for us to have lived in. Let's take another break. Thanks for the call, Kenny. We'll be right back. We're almost into the home stretch.
Visit Derry online at DerryBrownfield.com.
When people ask me how they can make a difference, I tell them to join the Paragon Foundation. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
Paragon Foundation is a foundation that was formed nearly 10 years ago. And as we've talked before, we never had any idea when we put this foundation together that Paragon would grow to the size that it has or have members in all 50 states and become kind of a national organization. But that foundation was created to protect property rights, constitutional rights, and civil rights, and protect those rights from people that didn't have the ability to protect themselves. We do a lot of educating. We do a lot of passing information on to help people to protect their property. We have done some litigation. We feel like that where we do the very best job is traveling and speaking and educating people about what they need to do in preparation to protect their property.
Join the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
With energy prices climbing higher every day, more and more people are considering the alternatives. Alternative Power Video shows not only how one man achieved energy independence by making his own electricity, but how you can too. Here's Mark in northern Missouri.
A friend of mine and I went down to see his place and how he was set up. Now after I've seen the place in operation and then watched the DVD, it makes even more sense. The number one thing that I learned is that it can be done. You can do it yourself, and that's why I've been doing a lot of research on off-grid living, because I've always been curious about it, but always thought that it wasn't cost-effective. And then after I heard about Charlie's operation and went down and saw it, well then, it's very cost-effective. It's fantastic.
Alternative Power Video in DVD format only, 70 minutes long and just $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Power Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, go to AlternativePowerVideo.com.
And we're in the home stretch here, Mike. You know, I was going to comment on one of the comments that Eric from Texas, our cotton farmer friend, made earlier when he said you can't get farmers together. He said if we could just unite on this thing. You know, Orrin Lee Staley looks smarter every day, doesn't he?
You know, one of the things about Eric, what Eric said, though, organizing farmers, look what the Canadians just did in the last few weeks.
What'd they do?
They came out in force. They had tractors blocking the highways. I mean, they really got together. And I don't know. We may have too few people left with too many on the other side right now to get it done. It may be too late.
But you remember Orrin Lee Staley that started the National Farmers Organization back in the early 50s.
Yeah, a great organization.
Right, and you know, everything he said has happened. It is happening. He laid it out what was going to happen if we didn't get together and do something, and everything he said's happened.
Right. Right.
And I remember Farm Bureau fought him tooth and toenail, said this is a radical guy, don't get involved with him. But
who would be easier prey than a bunch of farmers and ranchers that are independent and, you know, self, I mean, they're just busy, they're working, they don't have time, and they are so independent. They are such easy prey to these big corporations.
I want to ask you a couple of questions very quickly, because yesterday we got started talking about the meat that you buy at Walmart. And someone asked why, you know, about red meat. And I said, meat, the way I understand meat, and I've spent a lot of time at the Golden Ox, how they would age that beef, have the packer age it as long as he would, and then they'd bring it over and they'd put it in there cut where they cut meat, and they would leave it in there till it actually had whiskers on it before they would serve it, and that was the best steak in the world. Nobody could produce a steak like the Golden Ox did. Where have we come up with the idea that meat is supposed to be bright red all of the time?
Well, you know, you got Walmart who wants to turn their money quickly, and of course Tyson, their supplier, that wants to turn their money quickly. So we slaughter the cattle on Monday, and the checks and the money's in the bank for the sale of that product by the following Monday. It's had essentially no age put on it. And so what they do to offset the problem of meat tenderness is they blade tenderize, they chemically tenderize, and they flavor enhance. If there's one thing we could do to improve meat quality in this country more than anything, and that is to stop implanting with the hormones and steroids that make meat tougher and reduce flavor. To offset that problem, the big packers are doing the chemical, mechanical tenderization. But what Walmart and a lot of these retailers have done even further is they've treated this meat with carbon monoxide to hold the red flavor indefinitely and mask that spoiling. But we aren't going to get beef aged 2 to 3 weeks when corporations want a 13% return on their invested capital like Tyson is demanding right now. It just isn't going to happen, Derry. You've got to find a small butcher somewhere, a small company that cares about quality, and they're getting fewer and fewer in their inability to compete with these market predators, Tyson, Cargill, ConAgra.
So when you buy meat at, and we're just saying Walmart, but I guess this is a case at most of the big chain stores, right?
Yeah, and Walmart even goes farther. They pump about 12% solution, just water and chemicals, into the meat to add weight as well.
Okay, when you say flavor enhance, how do you flavor enhance chemically?
Well, there's a company called Flavors and Fragrances that manufacture fake flavorings. They can do anything you want chemically, any flavor that you want, and then you simply add that. So when you read the label on beef packages and it says beef flavoring added, that's what we're talking about, is the chemical flavoring of beef. Now, if beef is good beef, why in the world would you need to add beef flavor to it?
Okay, yeah, you're 100% right. I've ordered lamb at the restaurant where they made it taste not like lamb. I said, hey, if I didn't want it to taste like lamb, I'd have ordered pork, you know. Hey, but it's time to go, and may I say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Thank you.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.